So I'd done my financial planning business for 10 years and I built it up from scratch, individual clients, just one by one, like just didn't borrow money and bought a book of clients, didn't buy another business, just from scratch. And my personality is that I'm a builder, right? So there's in kind of the business world, there's things like minders and finders. So, you know, I'm a finder. I just need to go out and find the work, do it. And then you've got the other personality that kind of mines and cultivates. And I wasn't that type of personality. I'm a builder. I'm a doer. I'm a get out there. I need a mountain to climb. I can't tend to the garden at base camp. I need to conquer new areas that we can build a garden. And I'm done. I'm like, I've got a really good, successful business here. I make good money. I've got a really good lifestyle. And then on the other side, the podcast thing, you know, I started at the time, My Millennial Money. There was no kind of mainstream personal finance podcast by Aussies for Aussies at the time. And that's why I started it. And then I really leaned into it. And then kind of 6 or so months as a bit of a crossover, I'm like, this has legs. This has an opportunity. I'm going all in. So I sold my financial advice business, had a big amount of money in the bank account and a podcast that wasn't really making money. I'm like, okay, we're all in. And it was a big risk to try and live off your own savings for a couple of years and build this new thing. So it was a start. I did start it because there was a need. It was a hobby. It was a side hustle that I did to make my life a bit more exciting. And then that took my attention and my focus. And then I thought, well, I'll just go all in online because I've always wanted an online business. And I think I'm as you said, like a financial commentator, a podcaster, money dude. I actually say I just run an online business. That's what I do because I like the business side of it more. And, you know, sometimes I get bored of doing a podcast and it's like, far out, what I'm going to say today, and I'm over this and it's not going anywhere, but I just, yeah, I love the business side of it. And we've got, I think, 6 other podcasts within my kind of business, and I've got a team of 7 people and it kind of hums along pretty good. It's the lifestyle business for me, and we do a 4-day work week, so the team get a 3-day weekend every week. So yeah, I just wanted it to work. And we've got a bit of a rule in the business where we don't really do urgent. So nothing's mission critical or time critical. Maybe a couple times a year, if there's a big news breaky thing, I'll jump on and get an episode up. But we just want to chill. We want to look after our audience. And we've got a really good Facebook community. And yeah, it's been great. So that's kind of how I got to right now.
It sounds like you started out a lot younger than I did, with an idea of how you could use money to create a lifestyle for yourself. Because you mentioned about even thinking as a teenager that you wanted this idea of making money while you were asleep. And totally agree with you now. I only came across that idea in my late 20s, and it was revolutionary to me. Like, nobody had ever mentioned this possibility. It wasn't even a thought. It wasn't even a thought of, oh, I couldn't do that. It was literally not on my radar. And then, you know, you're really interested in the online business. And I'm late to the game on everything. I have, you know, come to that only in the last few years and realized this is amazing. Everything is online now. Why aren't I? You know, how did you get into these things at this young age? You know, was it just that you were keeping an eye on things and you sort of picked it up by osmosis, who knows where? Or were you looking into things, researching and thinking, follow down this rabbit hole? You know, where did all this come from?
I think just an internal curiosity to see if I could do it. Because I like an intellectual challenge and I like systems, I like processes. I mean, I tried a lot of stuff and wasted a lot of money before, you know, this current thing made money and worked. Like, I had a podcast before My Millennial Money that sucked. That I just stopped and like, nah, need to go a different direction. In 2011, I tried to make, at the really start of the app world, I tried to make some kids apps. Well, we made a couple of kids apps. So, because I wanted to make my niece an app for the iPad. So I got a team together and we made apps and did all that because I wanted to try and crack that. I tried to do pet supplies online, just selling pet products like as a business. I started an Instagram account. I think it's still up. It's probably dwindling, but at the time it was pretty good, like had like over 10 or 11,000 followers, and I called it Pet Love Official and just try to like, okay, if you can make money from stuff that people want to spend money on, and that's like kids or pets. And so I tried it all.
You're into pulling the heartstrings.
Yeah. And then I was kind of thinking like, hang on, what about I focus on what my wheelhouse actually is? And that's personal finance. And I was even thinking the other day, like my strength really is having someone who's in a financial mess come to me. They do my online course. It's free now, like the Glenn James Spending Plan, get some systems and get onto a track, get their foundations in order, and then hopefully learn and change and outgrow the stuff that I've told them. I'm really good at helping beginners get started with stuff, whether that's investing, whether that's budgeting. I'm not really a let's talk about this company today and do share trading and all that crap. Like, I'm really good at making the complex simple for people.